This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Valerie, what are you seeing as one of the big concerns on the horizon when it comes to us easing out of lockdown and getting on with, I don't know if we're going to call it normal life, but whatever life is like on the other side of lockdown?
Yes, this thing called re-entry, reverse culture shock in a way. So if you think about it, we have been in some kind of cold storage for a few months, particularly in New South Wales.
That's a great way to put that, Valerie.
Absolutely. So actually getting back to life and outside of your LGA and your suburbs and things like that is probably going to be a huge shock for all of us. Even I, with a master's degree in clinical psychology, have a very interesting story to share. I'm in a LGA of concern. Mm. So right after we were able to do more, day one, of course, I met my parents. Day two, all I wanted was a Whopper Jr. with no cheese from Hungry Jack's and a soft serve ice cream, because within our 5 kilometres, there is no Hungry Jack's drive-thru.
Yeah, the important things in life, Valerie.
Absolutely, Ben. My daughter comes to me and says, "Mom, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm going to go and get myself a Whopper Jr. with no cheese." And she says, "I'm coming." I'm like, "Yeah, get in. Let's go." For the first time in months, Ben, I've had to drive with the GPS. This thing is talking to me. My daughter is talking to me. The radio is on. The streets are wider and longer and busier because I'm having to actually go through highways. And 10 minutes into it, I wanted to pull over, give up, and just grab a paperback and breathe into it.
Did you? Wow, you felt like that?
Absolutely. I actually did. And just because I didn't want to panic my daughter into thinking that she'd lost her mum to Hungry Jack's, I just kept going. But little did she know, I actually started to take a really long route to get to it because I was so anxious. So I took the back roads and I just did some deep breathing. And then when we got to Hungry Jack's, I didn't know how to navigate the drive-thru. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, let me confess something to you then, Valerie. Last year, when we were coming out of the stay-at-home orders that we had back in 2020, I did find that going out again, out of my house and seeing groups of people, the idea of meeting with more people than just my immediate family actually caused me anxiety for the first time in my entire life. And I was hoping after what happened last year wasn't really going to happen again this year because I sort of dealt with it. But I'm not even sure how I dealt with it. It just sort of drifted away. What are you recommending as an approach for all of us to prepare ourselves for this and to deal with these kind of feelings?
The reason why we're experiencing it, I'm not sure whether you've noticed it, but your memory is also impacted. Like I even have difficulty just recalling certain words. And part of the reason is there's a concept called the allostatic load. At the moment in lockdown, we're constantly adapting to a situation, new information, figuring out the rules, just trying to work out what we can do day by day. And so your brain kind of goes into a survival mode and just says, you know what, it's not important for you to remember how to catch a bus or how to drive through a really busy road. So we're just going to put all that information into cold storage. Mm-hmm. So therefore, when we start to interact and go back into the world, your brain is kind of like just overwhelmed. So Ben, did you get an upgrade on your brain during lockdown?
I did not, Valerie.
Funny? Yeah, neither did I. So guess what? You still have the same old brain just trying to deal.
I'm stuck with it.
You are. Yes. So what I think would be really good is, first of all, we just need to accept that everybody is going to be at a different level of embracing reentry. Mm. And it's important to start talking about it. So everybody's going to be different. Everybody's going to have, you know, the levels of how they're going to come out of this cold storage. Mm. Except that we will feel anxious. We will feel a little uncertain about whether or not we want to meet people. We don't need to feel guilty about that. But we mustn't avoid. So the best way to think about this is to do a gradual reentry, even from now, to start to prepare. I say just break it down into time, people, and place. Mm. How much time do you really want to spend in a new activity after lockdown or even now? So
yes.
Previously, I was only driving around, 5 minutes. Probably a 30-minute drive was a little too much. So think about the time and chunk it down. Think about people, how familiar you are with people and how many people you're gradually reintroducing yourself with. So, me seeing my parents was probably a really good start, as opposed to, maybe grabbing 5 random people and having a picnic, or 4 if you're allowed to. And then think about the place in terms of how busy, how many sensory things. So, I noticed that as I was driving, just the sounds, you know, the trucks whizzing by and the honking. It was like really everything was kind of startling.
Mm-hmm.
So think
yes.
about really just gradually driving and walking outside of zones of familiarity and at different times of the day so that you're absorbing different sensory information.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.